Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Piers for softball action on a gorgeous Friday afternoon as the Pioneers host the Little Falls Flyers. It is Senior Day and they've had a nice ceremony honoring the nine Pioneer seniors on Coach Pepping's roster and little gift exchange with the seven seniors from Little Falls as well, coached by Tony Kuchar. Pioneers, a 9-0 win in their season opener over this Little Falls team. Piers coming off a doubleheader sweep yesterday in Foley, 8-3 and 11-1 over the Falcons. That improved the Pioneers to 10-1 overall, 9-1 within the conference. For Little Falls, 2-7 overall, 0-5 in conference play. They lose a pair at Cathedral yesterday, 16-6 and 15-3. Torrey Wagner gets the start in the circle today, and it's the normal lineup for Coach Pepping. That means Brenna Dickman is catching, Erica Dickman at first, Liz Kellish at first, the shortstop Kiara Olish, Emma Melby at third base. Hallie Zupan in left, Emily Sedlowski will patrol center, and out in right is Emily Daler. Here we go with the first pitch and leading off for the Little Falls Flyers in their purple jerseys, black pants, will be their shortstop, Sammy Timbrell. Coach Kuchar takes up his spot in the third base box, and here we go with Friday softball. And Torrey Wagner ready to deal the first pitch of the ball game. Outfield will play Timbrell straight away, and Torrey's first pitch is called a strike, and that's the way this game gets underway. And first pitch was at 4:57. Next pitch is upstairs, and it's 1-1 to the shortstop, Sammy Timbrell, one of the seven seniors. As Wagner misses up and away, two balls and a strike. Ellie Skisek will be the pitcher for Little Falls. She's the on-deck hitter. And batting third in right field will be Izzy Dukowitz. Wagner, 2-1 pitch. High, 3-1. Again, these two teams played in Little Falls back on April 15th, the very first day of the season, which seems like a long time ago, but it's less than a month. We've squeezed in a lot of games. And there's a strike called, and Timbrell in a 3-2 count to get this one started. Zupan, Sedlowski, Daler in the outfield playing straight away, and here is the payoff pitch from Wagner. Strike three, came back to get her looking, and Wagner starts with a strikeout. Torrey Wagner.
Pitcher Ellie Skisek.
And now Flyer pitcher Ellie Skisek, a left-handed hitter. Brenna Dickman, the catcher, peeks into the dugout for the sign from assistant coach Call. And on the outside corner, a called strike. Pioneers, their fifth game of the week. Change up, and it's a dandy. Had Skisek out in front, and it's 0-2. Izzy Dukowitz to follow. Then Aaliyah Zimmerman, the catcher and cleanup hitter. The designated player is Kendra Kuchar. She'll bat for Kirsten Kanopic, the first baseman, as the flex. Corin Guast is the second baseman, batting sixth. Avery Threlkeld at third. And there's a little one-hopper over to Erica Dickman. And Erica takes it to the bag unassisted. First baseman Erica a step ahead of Skisek. So there's two outs. And now here's Izzy Dukowitz, the right fielder. So Avery Threlkeld will bat seventh and play third. Hitting eighth is left fielder Michaela Faust, and batting ninth and center is Emily Johnson as a first pitch swing and a foul, 0-1. What do we have for game time temperature here? I'm going to guess 63. Ooh. 54, it says. But no wind, I guess maybe that's why it is a much more comfortable day, even though it's probably cooler. As Wagner, two quick outs here in the top half of the first inning, and Torrey delivers, and there's one belted to left, and that ball is gone! Izzy Dukowitz hits it out of the ballpark! And the Flyers take the lead! to left. Makes it 1-0. And that'll bring up Aaliyah Zimmerman, the catcher. So 1-0 start for Little Falls on the road here. As that was a kind of a no-doubter for Dukowitz. Over the banner in left center. And there's a ground ball to Emma Melby. Nice play by the third baseman over to Dickman, and that retires the side. One pitch after the Dukowitz bomb. And the Flyers strike first, 1-0 Little Falls, and we'll have the Pioneer batting order and the lineup for Little Falls in the field after this Sun You Were There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sidlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We hope everyone is feeling that spring fever to get outside. And Piers, we have your supply of zero turn and riding lawnmowers, many steel branded weed trimmers to choose from, along with small engine repair and mobile maintenance. We also have an electric motor repairman on site Monday through Fridays to diagnose and replace or repair your electric motors. We have a great Hydrolec promotion now through May 15th with up to $5 a bag off to help your cattle with the upcoming summer heat. We have seed to sell and brilliant cedars to rent in Lastrup and Little Rock. This is also an excellent time to start incorporating DBZ in your feeds to help with fly control on your farms. We have many minerals, milk replacers, and other feeds with fly control. We have all your needs to succeed, so call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for the loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
All right, we are back here and ready to go with the bottom of the first inning. Little Falls with an early 1-0 lead on an Izzy Dukowitz home run. And now Kiara Olish, the shortstop, will lead it off for the Pioneers, followed by Liz Kellish at second base and Emma Melby, the third baseman. And Ellie Skizik, first pitch, nub back to the pitcher. Skizik over to Kanopic and one pitch, one out. And that's a 1-3 ground ball back to the circle, and it'll bring up Pioneer second baseman Liz Kellish. Kellish, and then Melby is Aaliyah Zimmerman, the Flyer catcher. Kirsten Kanopic at first base. Over at second is Corin Guast as Kellish taps foul, one strike. On the left side of the infield, it's Sammy Tembrell at short and manning third base, Avery Threlkeld. 0-1, Skisic into her windan, a nice pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2 to Liz Kellish. Michaela Faust is in left, Emily Johnson in center, and Izzy Dukowitz is in right for Little Falls. Skisic ahead, no balls, two strikes, and here is her pitch, fouled back, and it's out of play. Emma Melby to follow here as the Pioneers trying to go 4-1 this week. Splitting a doubleheader here, classic doubleheader with Zimmerman as the two-strike pitch. Liz, check swing, line drive back to the pitcher. And there's two outs on a soft liner, kind of a half swing by Liz, and right to the glove of Ellie Skisic. So two down, and here is the third baseman, Emma Melby. Melby awaits the first pitch from Skisic, and swing and a miss, 0-1. Hallie Zupan on deck. Looks like track practice was over. Brief practice today. Well, it is 5 o'clock, I guess. Coach John Choi and the track team was at Pillager yesterday. Girls won that meet, five-team event. Boys finished fourth. That one's up and away. Boys' golf team was in action today in Kimball. Coach Poland just sent me some results. I haven't glanced at them, but I got them, Joel. 1-1, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Skisic pretty sharp early here. Two balls back to her, one on the ground and a soft line drive. Hallie Zupan would hit next as Skisic delivers. In the air to center, playable for Johnson. She's got it. And that's all for the Pioneers. Three up, three down. We go to the top of the second inning. It's Little Falls 1, Piers nothing.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm sure most of you know that we take care of everything Verizon on the personal side, but did you know that we also handle small business accounts? We know what it's like to be a small business, and we understand the struggles. Let us help you out with your existing Verizon business plan, or let us set you up a new one. Whether you have 5 lines or 100, we can help. We'll make sure you're on the right plan, we can upgrade any existing lines, and we can get you set up with new ones. Visit us today at Design Electronics, and let us help you with your small business Verizon account.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, we move to the top of the second inning here at Piers. And the Pioneers are trailing 1-0 to Little Falls. And Kendra Kuchar, the DP, will bat. She hits for first baseman Kirsten Kanopic. And it's upstairs for ball one. One strikeout in the first inning for Torrey. No walks, but gave up a two-out solo homer to Izzy Dukowicz to left. Here's the 1-0, and it's grounded to Liz Kellish at second. Liz has it to Erica Dickman for out number one. Liz, pretty sure-handed second baseman out there. And it's a one-out situation for Corin Guas, the Flyers' second baseman. And first pitch, look out over there. Flyers have to scatter a little bit. And it's one strike as she shot a line drive off the fence just past the dugout. Pioneers won in Kimball today with a 344. The boys' golf team, there's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Logan Harold finished runner-up. Flyers finished tied for third with the host Kimball Eden Valley Watkins team shooting a 361. Logan shot a 79, and Lance Otremba tied for third with an 80. And there's strike three called as Guast out on strike. Second strikeout for Torrey Wagner. Two down in the second, and here is Flyer third baseman Avery Threlkeld. Wagner looks into Brenna Dickman, and the senior throws her fastball right by the swinging Avery Threlkeld. One strike. 0-1 as Wagner rocks and fires low. Good take there by Threlkeld. 1-1. Pioneers next week, they will get a Monday game here with Mora. Tuesday, they'll go over to Malacca. Thursday to Osakis. Friday, a big one with Long Prairie Gray Eagle coming over here. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 to Avery Threlkeld. Pioneers trailing 1-0. And here is the pitch, foul back. Threlkeld gets a piece and keeps alive up there at the plate. Two down, ground ball to second, and a strikeout. Emily Daler in right, Emily Sidlomski in center, Hallie Zupan in left. Emma Melby at third, Kiara Olish at short. Liz Kellish at second. That one up and away, 2-2. At first, Erica Dickman, Brenna Dickman catching, and Torrey Wagner in the circle. Been a pretty standard lineup here for Coach Pepping. Strike three called, and that is back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning for Torrey Wagner as the Pioneers come off the field. They'll send up Hallie Zupan, Brenna Dickman, and Emily Daler, 4, 5, and 6 against Ellie Skisic. Little Falls 1, Piers nothing.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Skip Toops, Piers head wrestling coach and head coach of the Piers Power Program, which is our summer Pioneer speed and strength program for all Piers students entering grades 6 through 12. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that have helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. We want to highly encourage your son or daughter to get involved in the Piers Power Program this summer. The Piers Power Program will build strength and increase speed, agility, power, and explosiveness. These things will improve your athletic performance, reduce your risk of injury, and develop mental toughness. Check out the informational brochure online under Community Education, and then click on Youth Activities. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. And go Pioneers!
We head to the home half of the second inning here as Little Falls with an early 1-0 lead on a first-inning solo shot by Izzy Dukowitz. Hallie Zupan steps in to begin the home half of the second inning against Ellie Skisic, who retired the Pioneers 1-2-3. First time around, and here comes Hallie Zupan. Hallie takes one outside corner for a strike. No strikeouts, no walks in the three outs that Skisic recorded. Two of them came right back to her and one fly to center. Strike two is called. 0-2 to Hallie Zupan. Homered yesterday, and I think she's homered in at least three straight games. Outside, she homered in both games against Zimmerman. Homered yesterday, once against Foley. 1-2. Swing, and the catcher drops the ball. Hallie will be thrown out by the catcher, Zimmerman, to Canopic. One out, and now Pierce catcher, Brenna Dickman. First strikeout for Skisic. Skisic delivers her first pitch, and Brenna watches it up high. Ball one. So four games next week. That's the second to last full week before the playoffs start. The last day of the regular season, barring any rainouts, is May 27th. That one's up high again. 2-0 to Brenna Dickman, the junior catcher. Brenna's got plenty of thunder in the bat. That one's inside, it looked like. 3-0 to Brenna Dickman. Pioneers trying to get their first base runner aboard against Skisic. And there's a strike. 3-1. 3-1 the count. Brenna Dickman awaits the Ellie Skisic offering and chops it to short. Tembrell has trouble with it and does not field it cleanly. That'll be an error as Dickman reaches on the Tembrell error. So a runner aboard for the Pioneers, and it'll bring up right fielder Emily Daler. First base runner here against Ellie Skisic, and we'll see if the Pioneers can take advantage of the free out provided. Free out Friday, we'll call it. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Pioneers in the third base dugout directly below us here, and the visiting Flyers are over on the first baseline. And there are no crowd restrictions, so plenty of people, all the people that want to come can enjoy the game. There's a swing and a miss. Emily tried to send one out of here. Instead, it's 0-2. Brenna Dickman at first with one out in the bottom of the second. Little Falls 1, Piers nothing. And the pitch is upstairs, and it's a 1-2 count. On deck is Emily Sedlovsky. Next pitch from the right-hander, Ellie Skisic. High, 2-2. Emily Daler talked to her a little bit and her mom at the awards ceremony on Wednesday night, and got a little, when she had to leave the game against Zimmerman sliding in, that I thought at first that was a new scrape on her knees. A high fly ball lifted into left field, battling the sun and making a nice catch out there. In left field is Michaela Faust. Two down. That one was up there. And Faust makes the play. Dickman has to retreat to first. But that's actually, Becky, her mom, said that something that she'd scraped up earlier and it just hasn't healed up yet. She keeps sliding on it, and she reopened that against Zimmerman, got a little bit of infection in it, and so trying to heal that up with some, finally went in and got, I think it's got some antibiotics and should be taken care of. As Emily Sedlovsky chops foul, She was on that Skezik pitch. Emily, the senior female athlete of the year and student athlete of the year for the Pioneers. She, along with Michael Leidenfrost, captured both honors at Wednesday's award ceremony. And there's one blasted to center, and Emily Sedlowski makes it 2-1. A walk-off against Zimmerman. A go-ahead shot here. Two-to-one as Dickman scores in front of Emily. And now Kelsey Cummings, who bats for the pitcher, Tori Wagner. That one got out of here in a hurry. As the pitch to Kelsey skips to home, ball one. Drew will be on that pretty soon, I'm sure. Sitting that one is a good 30 yards past the fence out in left field. The bright yellow softball nestled in the grass out there. There's a shot at the middle that's through. Kelsey Cummings with a bullet up the middle. And now first baseman Erica Dickman. Pioneers may have been able to start to sit back on the timing a little bit here. And last couple of swings have been well hit. Here's Erica. Wearing number 8, the first baseman. With Cummings at first. And the pitch is a called strike. Just at the upper edges of the strike zone. Top of the order, and Kiara Olish is due up next. A two-out, two-run homer by Emily Sedlowski's made it 2-1. And then a base hit by Cummings. That one stays upstairs, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Next pitch from Ellie Skezik popped up. And playable for, oh, she could not make the catch. Zimmerman battled that one in just near the on-deck circle. So 1-2, new life for Erica Dickman. Senior day here, and Pioneers have gotten some production from their senior-laden lineup. The two-run homer by Emily Sedlowski gives them the lead, and there's a swing and a miss. That'll end the inning. But the Pioneers strike for two runs on two hits, one flyer error, and one runner left on base. And after two innings now in Piers, the new score is Piers 2 and Little Falls 1.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Piers. It's now 2-1, Pioneers over the Flyers, and leading off the third, Michaela Faust, the left fielder for the Flyers. A couple of home runs today, one apiece. The only difference, the error put a runner on for Emily Sedlowski. First pitch from Tori Wagner is in for a strike, 0-1. Tori has fanned three. She's allowed only one hit, but that hit left the yard, and Izzy Dukowitz homer in the first. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball towards short. Olish, long throw to Dickman on time. Nice arm by Kiara Olish. And that is one away, Kiara. Little vapor trail on that throw. Here now is the Flyers center fielder, Emily Johnson. She was well behind almost third base when she fielded that ball. across the diamond. So number 9 hitter Johnson up to complete a trip through the order here for Wagner. Torrey starts her outside for ball 1. This is the top of the 3rd. Pierce 2 and Little Falls 1. Torrey Wagner rocks and fires, and it's fouled back, 1-1. Top of the order would be Sammy Tembrell to follow. Retrieving the Emily Sadlowski home run ball, that was Coach Pepping's dad, Robert, and Matt's son, Bennett, out there on patrol. There's one bloop down the right field line. That is a foul ball. Just about a foot foul, about 30 feet down the right field line. No chance for Daler to come in on it or Erica Dickman to get back on it from first. So ball and 2 strikes to Emily Johnson. Brenna Dickman peers into the dugout and see what the coaches want to call for a pitch selection here. And it's grounded right back to the mitt of Torrey Wagner, who wheels and pegs her out. So 1-3 ground up for out number 2. And now the top of the flyer order, shortstop Sammy Tembrell. Tembrell called out on strikes to start the ball game. Will bat for the 2nd time here against Torrey Wagner. Peers up 2-1 in the 3rd inning. Wagner grips the ball and throws her changeup. Swing and a miss. 0-1, Torrey Wagner. She has fanned 3. And she throws that one by the swinging Tembrell, 0-2. On deck would be the Flyer pitcher, Ellie Skisic. 2 strikes here, Wagner to Tembrell. Swing and a miss, and the strikeout ends the inning. 1-2-3 for Torrey Wagner and the Pioneers in the field. We'll head to the bottom of the 3rd. Coming up for the Pioneers, the top of their order, Olish, Kellish, and Melby.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Shortstop Kiar Olish will lead off the bottom of the 3rd here against Ellie Skisic, and she lays off a pitch that comes up and away. Ball 1 to Kiara. Here's 2, Little Falls 1 after 2.5 innings as the 1-0 pitch left high and outside again. 2 balls, no strikes. Pioneers with a 2-run homer last inning from Emily Sedlowski to grab the lead after Little Falls had scored on a home run by Dukowitz in the 1st. There's one fouled by Kiara. Kiara hit back to Skisic to lead off the 1st inning. 0-1 now, and it's a 2-1 count to junior Kiara Olish. As Skisic delivers, and Kiara swings and made contact and dropped it right down into the dirt in front of Zimmerman, the catcher. 2-2 the count. Here is the Skisic pitch, and it's ground ball, left side, long throw, and out. Nice play, charging, throw killed. Just gets Kiara Olish for out number 1. And now Liz Kellish, who lined back to Skisic in the 1st, will bat for the 2nd time. Pierce with a 2-1 lead here. We're in the bottom of the 3rd. And And the windup here, and that one is in for a strike. Piers won the first meeting back on April 15, 9-0 over in Little Falls. A much colder, wetter day, probably. I don't remember, but I would guess that it was not as comfortable as it is today. A little bit low there, and it's 1-1 now to Liz Kellish with Emma Melby to follow. Here comes the Ellie Skezik delivery, and it's down low. Off the shin guard of Zimmerman, the left shin guard, and it rolls to the left, 2-1. White lettering and numbers on the purple jerseys of the Little Falls Flyers. Tony Kuchar, their head coach, and Matt Pepping, the coach of the Pioneers. Big day for Matt. Here's the windup, and just, it is a strike. 2-2 to Liz Kellish. Matt graduated from college today. It's his senior day for his 9 seniors, and it's he and Carolyn's 5th anniversary today. Here's the 2-2 to Liz Kellish, and it's outside. Full count now to the senior second baseman. Allie Skezik grips the ball and delivers the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, foul of third as it just missed the bag. Was it Kelsey that hit one directly off the bag here against Zimmerman on Tuesday for an extra base hit? Of course, if it hits the bag, it's a fair ball. I'm going to guess the rule is it's the double base at first base to kind of prevent injury. There's a line drive base hit. Kelly shoots one just over Timbrell. She'll round and look and then head back to the bag as Liz Kellish with the one-out single brings up Emma Melby.
Third baseman Emma Melby.
But if you haven't been to a high school softball game, they have two bases at first. One is for the first baseman, and the one on the foul side of the line is painted orange, and that's the one the runner touches. There goes Liz to second, and she is safe with a head-first slide. Kellish steals a base. That is to prevent or try to help prevent any collision injuries at the bag. But I would imagine if a ground ball hits that orange base, it is ruled foul. So Melby with a runner at second, one strike. And Liz from second will try and score. Ooh, Emma couldn't quite pull the trigger. And I guess good decision by Emma to lay off that pitch. It was 1-1 as it was a little bit high. Kellish with a hit and a stolen base to get to second. There's a swing and a miss. Liz thought about going, it looked like, as Zimmerman came up ready to throw to Threlkeld at third. But retreating back to the bag was Liz Kellish. 1-2 to Emma Melby. And Skezik. Low, and that'll allow Liz to move up to third on a wild pitch. So a runner third for the Pioneers. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Emma. So now a fly ball deep enough would allow Liz to tag up and score potentially. As the pitch to Emma, lined right to the glove, and Threlkeld makes a fabulous catch. Avery Threlkeld with the good glove. Line drive. 2 down.
Left fielder
Hallie Zupe. If that gets by Avery, that is down the line for extra bases. But Liz had to hustle back to the bag. Here's the pitch to Hallie Zupe. Now that one's low. 1 ball, no strikes. One and oh. Here's the windup by Skezik, and she got it on the inside corner. 1-1 now to Hallie Zupan. Pioneers with 3 hits in the game now off Skezik. 2 singles and a homer. Changeup had Hallie out in front of that ball, rolled behind her. The catcher Zimmerman, and Kellish doesn't opt to come home. Wise choice. 1-2 to Hallie Zupan. Hallie's got a be patient up there. Sometimes that ball comes in there floating like that, and you get so anxious, you get out in front, and your timing gets thrown off, and that's what happened there. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Hallie Zupan up high. 2-2 now. If Hallie keeps the inning alive, Brenna Dickman is due up. Outfield plays Hallie straight away. Normal depth. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Zimmerman holds it just to her left. I think it actually went off the left leg of our home plate umpire today, keeping it in the vicinity. Very little room to the backstop, and that's even accentuated more on the netting that kind of acts as a trampoline effect, sends the ball often right back towards home plate. Rare to see a wild pitch score a run unless it kicks to a corner, hits one of those metal pole braces there that would alter the path. There's a ground ball right to the bag. Threlkeld's throw, not in time, gets by the first baseman, and Hallie will turn and hold at the bag, scoring Liz Kellish. And it's 3-1 Pioneers. Zupan safe at first. And now the batter is catcher Brenna Dickman. I think that's an infield hit. That was a pretty tough chance there. And it's hometown scoring rules, right? And there goes Hallie Zupan. Throw is not in time. Hallie with a swipe of second. Now Brenna Dickman's got an RBI chance. So we'll give an RBI to Hallie as well on the infield hit. A run on a pair of hits here, a couple of steals. Brenna takes up high. Brenna reached on an error and then came in on the Sedlowski homer in the second. Piers up 3-1 now over Little Falls. Here's the pitch, and Skizik missed upstairs again. On deck, Emily Daler. As the pitch is in for a strike. Brenna Dickman, a junior catcher. And two-strike offering is, ooh, no, just outside. Close pitch, and it's ball four. First walk issued by Ellie Skizik. Puts two runners on for Emily Daler. Emily with a fly out, high fly to the left fielder last time up as Faust made a nice catch. And the first pitch of her second at-bat is called a strike. 0-1 now to senior right fielder Emily Daler with two outs, two on, and a run in. And the next pitch is low, and here goes Zupan into third, right behind her. Dickman up to second. Second and third now for Emily Daler. Daler with a golden chance to put some space between Pioneers. Oh, she got one in her wheelhouse and knocked it foul. Two strikes now to Emily Daler. Sending one right back to the screen. 0-2. I believe it's 0-2. I think it's 1-2, actually. Skizik. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout leaves two in scoring position. But the Pioneers get a run, and they do it on a pair of hits. They leave two. We've completed three. The new score is Pierce 3, Little Falls 1.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Piers as the Pioneers lead the visiting Flyers 3-1. And for the Flyers, leading off their pitcher, Ellie Skisik. 2-3-4 in the order. Skisik, Dukowicz, Zimmerman against Torrey Wagner. A run on a hit for the Flyers. That was an Izzy Dukowicz homer in the first. And Skisik takes it low, the left-handed hitter. She grounded out to Erica Dickman at first base in the first inning. One ball, no strikes. Torrey Wagner won one of the two games in Foley. There's a chopping swing that knocks it foul. 1-1 by the lefty Skisik. We're the fourth. 3-1, Pioneers over the Flyers. Granite Ridge action. Pioneers are 9-1 in the conference. One non-conference game for the girls. That'll change coming up here. There's a swing and a miss. 1-2. The Pioneers' lone non-conference game was a Staples Motley game here on a wet afternoon. That was a kind of a one of those miserable four. Fortunately, it was a four-inning game, a 15-0 win. That went just inside 2-2. But some non-conference games coming up include Osakis, Long Prairie Gray Eagle, Holdingford, Kimball, and Sox Center. Swinging and fouled towards third. Played there in foul territory by Emma Melby. You know, starting on May 13th, next Thursday, Pioneers will play five straight non-conference games. Here's the pitch. Just low. Full count. They'll go Osakis, Long Prairie Gray Eagle, Holdingford, Kimball, and Sox Center. Non-conference. Then the Granite Ridge Conference Championship could come down to a road game at Albany in the final game. There's up high, ball four. Leadoff walk. First free pass for Torrey Wagner, and it'll bring the tying run to the plate in a girl that's already shown she's certainly capable of hitting the ball out of the park. She did it in the first inning. Izzy Dukowicz. A no-doubter to left. So Wagner will have to bear down here. Dukowicz shows bunt and does bunt foul. Wow. One strike. 0-1. Twins have who tonight? Detroit, I think. Probably lose. Buxton, I see, is on the disabled list or injured list now. It's called for a significant amount of time. There's one bunted foul again. Hip flexor is the official word for Buxton, and they said it's going to be longer than 10 days. Maybe sign Pujols. Sign Albert Pujols. Two strikes to Izzy Dukowicz here. Is the runner at first is Ellie Skisik. Here comes the pitch, and it is strike three. Big strikeout there for Torrey Wagner. One out. Brings up Aaliyah Zimmerman, the catcher who grounded to Emma Melby at third to end the first inning. 0-1 today against Torrey Wagner. One on, nobody out. One out. As the right-handed hitting Zimmerman watches Wagner's pitch get by, and that's going to go as a wild pitch. Into second easily is Skisik. So a runner in scoring position for Little Falls. It's the first girl actually to stand on second as Dukowicz rounded the bases on her home run. And a fastball from Wagner is called a strike, 1-1. That walk to Skisik broke the string of seven straight set down by Torrey. Well, I don't know what Emily Sedlovsky and Hallie Zupan are laughing about out there, but they're having a chuckle. Here's the next pitch, and it's popped up. Can Dickman find it over there? And Erica up against the fence with the catch. Erica Dickman right in front of the Flyer dugout with a nice play. Two down. Here's Kendra Kuchar. Nice play by Erica Dickman. Kuchar with a ground out to Liz Kellish leading off the second inning. Liz at second base, and Wagner throws her fastball in for a strike. Skezik at second now with two outs in the inning after walking and moving up on a wild pitch. Piers up 3-1 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the windup by Wagner, a little bit low. 2-2. Corin Guast is on deck for the Flyers. If Kuchar bats, Kendra is the DP for Kirsten Konopik, who plays first base. Grounded up the middle, and that finds its way through. Sedlowski up with it quickly and fires home. Solid hit by Kuchar. And moving up, Skezik to third on the second Flyer hit of the day. Now, Corin Guast. First and third with two down. Corin Guast with a strikeout in the second, looking against Torrey Wagner. No damage yet, but the tying run is on base. Go ahead, run on. There's a pitch low, ball one. Flyers have wins this year. They shut out Eden Valley Watkins 6-0. They were 13-1 winners over Eden Valley. Popped up right side of the infield, and it'll be Liz Kellish there, gloving it and ending the inning. Flyers with a hit, two left, and through 3.5, it's Piers 3, Little Falls 1.
The 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to PiersFreedomFest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hummerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Emily Sedlowski to lead it off here in the bottom of the fourth, 3-1, Pioneers over the Flyers. Emily Sedlowski, Kelsey Cummings, and Erica Dickman do up here against Ellie Skezik. And up high for ball. Emily with a two-run homer with two outs in the second. Put the Pioneers up 2-1. They added another run on a Zupan RBI. Infield hit, 2-0 now. Another pitch up and out of the zone by Ellie Skezik, who has struck out three, walked one Pioneer. Again, 3-0. Kelsey Cummings on deck. Probably taking all the way here. She is, and it is a strike. 3-1. 3 balls and a strike to Emily Sedlowski. And she takes ball four. Leadoff walk. Here's Kelsey Cummings. Base hit in the second inning. Right up the middle. Cummings to hit with a runner on and nobody out. And the first pitch that Ellie Skezik delivers is high, ball one. Erica Dickman scheduled up next. Skezik ready. Plants that right foot right on the pitching rubber and sails one high, 2-0. She's starting to leave pitches up now. And see if the Pioneers can get a hold of something, 2-0. Tony Kuchar's going to come out and visit here and make some kind of adjustment here. He'll draw the infield in, and they'll have a visit in the circle.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
All right, visit to the circle is over and the Pioneers have Kelsey Cummings up with two balls on the count. And the strike is called. 2-1 to Kelsey. Batting for Tori Wagner. Emily Sidlowski at first. Emily walked. Pierce leading 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody out. And the pitch is low. Good dig there by Zimmerman. 3-1. Kirsten Knopik at first base. Corinne Guast at second. Sammy Tembrell at short. Avery Threlkeld at third. And there's a strike called. Full count to Kelsey Cummings. Sedlowski ready to sprint off first. 3-2 pitch. Low ball four. First and second on back-to-back walks. And now it's Erica Dickman. And that's going to be a pitching change coming here as Tony Kuchar, the head coach of the softball team for Little Falls, comes out and it looks like it's going to be Avery Threlkeld. Ball in her hand, so we're going to see a change of pitchers for the Flyers when we come back.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
All right, the new pitcher for Little Falls coming in from third is Avery Threlkeld. And moving to third is Ellie Skisic. Erica Dickman will be the first batter that Threlkeld sees, and her windup, and it's bunted front of home. That's a fair ball. They try for third, and it's not in time. Bases are loaded for the Pioneers. Zimmerman picked the ball up right in front of home, and she didn't hesitate to try to get Emily Sidlowski. That'll be a bunt single. And Kiara Olish will bat with the bases full. Threlkeld with the infield in, delivers that high to the screen, and the runners have to stay put. They know exactly what happens when that ball comes right back off the fence. 1-0 to Olish. Runners at every base. Kiara, line drive to short. Oh, got it away from Tembrell. That's going to score a run. 4-1 now as Emily Sedlowski comes in. Safe to third is Kelsey Cummings. Erica Dickman moves up to second. Olish hit the ball hard right at the shortstop on one hop. Tembrell unable to come up with it. And now Liz Kellish bats. First pitch strike. So the leadoff walk has come into score here. That run charged to the starter, Skisic. Threlkeld with the infield in again. Just high. The runner at third, Cummings, is the responsibility of Skisic as well. Just missed again. 2-1 to Liz Kellish. A line drive back to the pitcher. A single and a run scored in the third for Liz. Grounded to third, fair, that's a base hit. Cummings will score. Dickman's being sent home, and a two-run single delivered by Liz Kellish. And the Pioneers have scored three without an out here. Just inside the third base bag, and it is now Emma Melby. To second went Kiara Olish. Three runs have scored. The bottom three runners all reached, the batters, I should say, in the batting order. And they've come in to score, and the lead is now 6-1. Next pitch, Melby shows bunt. It's a strike. Catcher was handcuffed. And so that'll be a pass ball. And it's second and third now for Emma Melby with nobody out. Emma has lined to third and flown to center. She's hit it hard twice, but nothing to show for it. Fouls that one back and onto the road. 0-2. Two strikes to Emma Melby with Hallie Zupan to follow. Pioneers have come up with three. They've got two in scoring position, and there's not an out yet. Emma hits that one to center, and that ball is dropping in for a hit. Emma with an RBI single right into straightaway center. Runners had to hold up as Emily Johnson came in and played it on a hop. And to third, Liz Kellish. Melby with the RBI single. And here's left fielder Hallie Zupan. It's a four-run inning and now a 7-1 lead. Hallie with an RBI infield hit last time up. Inside, they throw behind Kellish, and Melby will take the base at second. They tried to catch Liz napping over there at third, and Liz able to alertly get back to the bag. 1-0 to Zupan. Ground ball, base hit. One run is in. Melby held up. And Hallie Zupan drives in her second run of the day. Clean single through the left side. The Pioneer offense opening things up here in the fourth. Five runs, and their lead is now 8-1. Now Brenna Dickman will bat. First and third with nobody out. Brenna has walked, reached on an error, and scored. And that one is high. And Hallie is going to try and draw a throw here, and Flyers will say go ahead and take it. Second and third now for Brenna Dickman. Here's the windup, and Brenna takes low. Emily Daler scheduled up next. A five-run fourth here for the Pioneers, and they've done it on one, two, three, four hits. A couple of walks got it started. There was an error in there. That one's high and away to Brenna. First base now open after that delayed steal try by Hallie Zupan. Strike called. Brenna Dickman. White batting helmet. Strike two is called. Prior two pitches not to Brenna's liking in her hitting zone, so she let him go, and I think it says full count. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive, base hit. Hallie Zupan's going to be sent around. The throw is cut off by the pitcher, and Brenna Dickman adds two to her RBI total. Melby and Zupan come in to score. We're going to have a courtesy runner for Brenna. Maddie Gall will go in and run.
Running at first, Madison Gall. Now batting the right fielder, number 10, Emily Taylor.
So Maddie Gall will get into the game here, one of their nine seniors. And here now is Emily Taylor. And Emily takes it high, ball one. Five runs have been charged here. There's a foul to right, and that's going to get out of play into the crowd and may have glanced off a vehicle. That is, I've seen at least a vehicle hit in that spot every game, I think, this year. And yet they parked there. 1-1 to Emily Daler with Gall at first. Swing and a miss.
You think a fan would protect him.
Daler, so far in this game, 0 for 2 with a fly to left and a strikeout. And takes upstairs for a ball. 2-2 now to Emily. Emily Sidlowski on deck. 7 runs this inning. It is a 10-1 lead now. And there's a high fly down the right field line. And that ball's going to be falling in. Foul ball. Kanopic from first. And right fielder Dukowicz unable to get to it in time. And so there's new life for Emily Daler. If the Pioneers can get one more run here before three outs, it'd be an opportunity to win it with the top of the fifth coming up. It's 10-1 right now. Emily takes it on the inside corner, and there's one out for Avery Threlkeld. A strikeout for the right-handed hurler, and it brings up Emily Sedlowski. Emily led off this inning with a walk and later scored on an error. Low, runner takes off, Maddie Gall into second. 1-0 to Emily Sedlowski. Maddie with a steal. She was running even though the pitch got by the catcher. So Gall at second with one out. And a big swing and a miss. Emily tried for her second round tripper of the day there. She hit a two-run homer in the second. Walked in the fourth. She has scored two today. 1-1 pitch. High and outside. 2-1 to Emily Sedlowski. Counting down the days are the seniors. And I'm sure the parents are too. Emily got in on the hands, pops it up behind first. Tough play. That's a fair ball. A base hit for Emily Sedlowski into shallow right field just on the edge of the grass. So Emily Sedlowski at first, and Maddie Gall moves up to third on a little pop-up that falls in behind first. And now Cummings will bat, a single, a walk, and a run for Kelsey. First and third with one out. In the dirt, Maddie doesn't advance, but Emily does. Second and third, wild pitch. One ball, no strikes to Kelsey Cummings. Pioneers with a 10-1 lead. Erica Dickman on deck as Threlkeld readies and delivers. Kelsey ground ball, fair of third. That'll score a goal. Sedlowski's going to be waved around. She will touch home on the double into the left field corner. Kelsey Cummings right down the third base line. Drives in a pair. And now first baseman Erica Dickman. Erica, batting ninth, takes ball one. This is the 12th girl to hit this inning. 9 have scored. It's a 12-1 lead. Threlkeld delivers high fly to center. Playable and coming over to make the catch. Now tagging and trying to advance will be Kelsey, and she will go in. Kelsey Cummings tags and moves up on a fly, which actually making the catch coming a long way was the right fielder, Dukowicz, called off the center fielder. So two outs, runner at third, and Madison Gall is going to bat for Kiara Olish. Barely had time to get off the bases. She was a courtesy runner. Now she's a pinch hitter. Maddie Gall getting an at-bat here. And Maddie takes the ball, 1-0. Wearing number one. Maddie strokes it towards short, trying to beat out an infield hit, and she is safe at first. Maddie Gall with an infield RBI single to score Cummings. And that'll bring up second baseman Liz Kellish. So Maddie Gall keeps it going on the offensive end. Here's Kellish now. She hits it to left fielder. That is in for a hit. And Liz Kellish has her second hit of the inning. She had a two-run single earlier. It's her third hit of the game. Three singles for Liz. And now Emma Melby with two on. 10 have scored this inning. Emma, ground ball to third. Skezik will just tag Maddie Gall, just touched the base. There you go, force play. Both players tried to get in a rundown and some good-natured laughing as they realize that, hey, I can just touch third, and that's exactly what Skezik eventually did. So the Pioneers come up big. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They score 10 runs. 9 hits. There was an error and two left on base. It is the top of the fifth inning coming up. The score now, Pierce 13 and Little Falls 1.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
It's the top of the fifth for the Little Falls Flyers against Torrey Wagner and the Pioneers, and pitcher Avery Threlkeld batting. And first pitch is high, ball one. And the 1-0 nubbed foul. Ooh. 1-1. 1-1 the count. Avery has struck out looking today. And the pitch. Swinging another foul ball. This one a little more height to it. Same location. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Next pitch is fouled again. Threlkeld up there battling. And the delivery. Little bit low. J. D. Two-two, the count to Threlkeld with Faust and Johnson coming up. There's high. Full count. Next pitch. Inside corner. Wagner with the strikeout. That's number 6 for Torrey. One out for Michaela Faust. Faust with a ground ball to Kiara Olish, leading off the third. Pioneers up 13-1, and Wagner 2 outs from finishing this one off here. And here's Torrey's first pitch to Faust. Knocked foul over the dugout, first base side, onto the road and under a van. 1 strike. Emily Johnson due up next for the Flyers. Here's Wagner delivering ground ball up the middle. That is in for a base hit. Bouncing ball single up the box by Michaela Faust. Nice piece of hitting by Michaela. She's 1 for 2. And now Emily Johnson will hit. Johnson, a sophomore for Coach Kuchar, hit back to Wagner in the third inning. That is hit number three for Little Falls today. First pitch hitter. It doesn't count as a hit, but it speaking of hits, it hit her right about the knee. Johnson to first, Faust to second. Two on for Sammy Timbrell. Sammy has struck out swinging and looking today. Two on. Timbrell gets a hold of one here. We would play a bottom of the fifth. First pitch, Timbrell lifts it out to center. Sedlowski is there. The catch is made. That's the second out. Two outs. She hit it hard, but right at the Pioneer center fielder, Emily Sedlowski. And now it is Ella Skisic, the third baseman. She walked and advanced as far as third base last time up. Left-handed hitter. Wagner trying to finish off senior day here. And a strike is called. 0-1. Skisic reaches. Izzy Dukowitz is due up. Wagner delivers. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Two runners on base for Little Falls here. And Torrey delivers the pitch, and it's low and away. Runners will move up as it skips away from Brenna. And it's second and third for the Flyers. And now Ellie Skisic has an opportunity to drive in a pair of runs. A one-ball, two-strike, two-out situation. Runners at second and third. Michaela Faust is at third. Emily Johnson at second. 1-2, and it's just off the plate. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Ellie Skisic. Swinging a grounder up the middle, into center. That'll score Faust, and it is a 13-2 ball game. Faust comes in on the Skisic base hit up the middle. Nice piece of two-strike, two-out hitting there by Ellie Skisic. Picks up an RBI. It moves Emily Johnson to third. And now right fielder Izzy Dukowitz will bat. Izzy has homered and struck out today. Hit a two-run bomb in the first to put the Flyers up 1-0. So it's 13-2. Wagner to Dukowitz, swinging at a high fastball, 0-1. Boy, she tried to hit a no-doubter there again. 0-1 to Dukowitz. Zimmerman would hit next. There are two outs. Try to change up and not fishing after that was Dukowitz, 1-1. Flyers return to action coming up on the Little Falls schedule. That's our schedule. Strike. And the Flyers down to their final strike here again. They've got Foley coming up Tuesday in Little Falls, a doubleheader at Albany Thursday. Two-strike pitch. Strike three, and there's your ball game. Pioneers will defeat Little Falls. Final score 13-2.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Redzotto, Wakefield Pork, Holy Trinity, Central Minnesota Door, Brandel Motors, Elate Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Schumer Insurance, Sarabacco, Farmers and Merchants, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, Hennigan Insurance, Sue's Drive-In, Lindy Scoop, RJ Meats, Smoothie Repair, Buckman Bank Tavern, Piers Area Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprise, and RTO. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shiloh Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to PiersFreedomFest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hummerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers! Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, piers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Well, the Pioneers have defeated Little Falls. It's a 13-2 final in five innings. Pioneers now 11-1 overall. They go to 10-1 within the conference. And a very busy week is coming up, beginning on Monday for the girls. Four games coming up, starting with Monday here against Mora. And then they will hit the road to Wosakas for a Tuesday non-conference game. Malacca Tuesday, then at Wosakas Thursday. Long Prairie Gray Eagle comes over here on Friday. So four games, and the Pioneers are enjoying a nice senior day event here and also helping Coach Pepping celebrate some personal milestones. Matt graduated college from St. Cloud State today, and also I see his lovely bride Carolyn here with the kids, and Carolyn and Matt, happy fifth anniversary today. So quite the day for the Peppings. Congratulations to Coach Matt and his players, his seniors especially. The nine senior girls here, Emily Sidlowski, Madison Gall, Liz Kellish, Erica Dickman, Emily Daler, Kelsey Cummings, Tori Wagner, Emma Melby, Hallie Zupan, nine seniors with a very impressive game today, 13-2. And the Pioneers fell behind 1-0 when Izzy Dukowitz hit a two-out solo homer in the top of the first. But the Pioneers took the lead in the bottom of the second on a two-run homer by Emily Sedlowski, with Brenna Dickman aboard. Brenna had reached on an error, and then with two outs, Emily Sidlowski gave the Pioneers a lead they would never relinquish. Pierce would add a run in the third on an RBI infield hit by Hallie Zupan, and then they broke it open with a 10-run bottom of the fourth inning. Two-run single by Liz Kellish, an RBI single for Emma Melby, another RBI single for Hallie Zupan. Brenna Dickman with a two-run single, a two-run double by Kelsey Cummings. The big hits there. Kiara Olish had an RBI, Madison Gall with an RBI single in that 10-run inning as well. The final line score for the Pioneers, they score 13 runs on 13 hits. No errors today. They leave five on base. Tori Wagner picks up the win. Tori pitches the five innings, allows two runs, four hits, strikes out seven, walks one, and hits one. So Tori Wagner, your winning pitcher. And it is the loss going to the starter, Ellie Skisic. Three-plus innings, five runs, four hits, three strikeouts, three walks, and then Avery Threlkeld went the final two here today at Pierce. The Pioneers now will, as Lisa mentioned, have the four games next week. And then the Flyers, they are now 2-8. And 0-6 within the conference. The next game for Little Falls will be next Tuesday. They'll host the Foley Falcons. And then on Thursday, they'll play a doubleheader at Albany. So that is what is ahead for this Little Falls Flyer team, as the parents have put together a nice little potluck for the seniors and the team. So they're going to enjoy that. I might swing by and see what's on the menu as well. So we'll come back. We'll finish off our broadcast day here as the Pioneers win. They are now 11-1. It's a 13-2 final score over the Little Falls Flyers. We'll have our Frosty's player of the game and then shut her down for today.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu.
featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Feline Meats Burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
And today's Frosty's player of the game, and you are their fourth player of the game, Emily Sedlowski. The go-ahead homer, three runs scored, two hits, as the Pioneers are winners today, 13-2 over Little Falls. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. The Pioneers win 13-2. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.